Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Stacey Cohen.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Monday, January 20th, 2020. I'm Stacey Cohen, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at the Cohen Ranch in Winkelman, Arizona. This report is brought to you by the Founders Trading Post, featuring our very own gourmet coffee, Capuchin Dark Roast in whole bean and fresh ground. Start your morning like a crusader with a fresh brewed cup of Capuchin Dark Roast coffee, available at mikechurch.com/shop. Here's what to listen for this hour. Just get it over with is Lindsey Graham's motto for the impeachment trial of President Trump. Today, as a country, we honor Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And a husband and wife die within hours of each other on the same day. Senator Lindsey Graham has announced that his initial plan of a pretrial dismissal of the impeachment case against President Trump is now pretty much unlikely to happen, but he is pushing for the trial to begin and end as quickly as possible. The Senate trial is set to begin on Tuesday. Graham had previously floated the idea that the GOP majority could immediately vote to dismiss the case before hearing any arguments. But now he states that this does not appear to be a possibility, given the lack of sufficient Republican support for such an action. Graham remains confident that Republicans are still united enough to acquit Trump at the conclusion of the trial. How long this trial goes is still pretty much up in the air. Graham would neither confirm nor deny reports that Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell plans on keeping the Senate in session for 12 hours a day so that House Democrats would be done presenting their arguments by Wednesday. All over the country today, scores of people will be gathering to honor one of America's most prolific civil rights heroes, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., on his birthday. King, who would have turned 91 on January 15th, is regarded for championing equal rights for African Americans through organized boycotts and rallies, as well as by encouraging nonviolent protests such as the one in Birmingham, Alabama in 1963. Perhaps most famously, King led the 1963 March on Washington, where he delivered his poignant "I Have a Dream" speech from the steps of the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C. King was assassinated by James Earl Ray on April 4, 1968, in Memphis, Tennessee. Post offices and banks, as well as government offices, will be closed today. Our quote of the day: be good, love the Lord, pray for those who do not know him. What a great grace it is to know God. St. Josephine Bakita. Coming up, our saint of the day. These saints have always been venerated together. Their names were coupled in the ancient martyrologies, as they are still in the litany of saints. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Hey, dude, do you know someone who's a coffee snob who thinks a gourmet coffee is poured by purple-headed baristas at a $4 cafe? Well, grab your pal by the man bun and lead him over to the Founders Trading Post, where we feature the finest and tastiest hand-roasted coffees in all of America, including our newest edition, Abbey Roast, from the Benedictine Brothers of Our Lady of Guadalupe Monastery in Silver City, New Mexico. Brother Bernard hand-roasts 9 unique blends of coffee, including their award-winning Brazilian roast, their ultra-robust French roast, and the aromatic Espresso Roast. We carry all of the Abbey Roast coffees and are proud to assist Brother Bernard and the Benedictine monks in their mission. Buy a bag or 9 of craft roasted Abbey Roast coffee today by heading to mikechurch.com/coffee or order by phone at 844-527-8723.
Our saints of the day are St. Fabian and St. Sebastian. They've always been venerated together, and their names were coupled in the ancient martyrologies, as they are still in the litany of saints. St. Fabian was pope from 236 to 250 AD, and he promoted the consolidation and development of the church. He divided Rome into 7 diaconates for the purpose of extending aid to the poor. He was one of the first victims of the persecution of Decius, who considered him as a rival and personal enemy. St. Sebastian, a native of Milan, was an officer in Diocletian's imperial guard. He became a Christian and he suffered martyrdom upon orders of the emperor around 288. He is the patron of athletes. In a quiet, heartfelt speech on Sunday night before a small audience at a charity that he had founded, Britain's Prince Harry said he and his wife Meghan were taking a leap of faith in stepping away from their duties as senior royals. But he did add there really was no other option. The 35-year-old Duke of Sussex said that he was born into this life and that once Meghan and I were married, we were excited, we were hopeful, we were here to serve. But he said that was not possible, and he acknowledged that his decision was made with great sadness. He added, "The UK is my home and a place that I love, and that will never change." It's supposed to be the biggest of its kind, and that gun rally in Virginia today has had the governor banning weapons, declaring a state of emergency, and limiting the area for which it is being held. The hoopla is focused on promises by Governor Northam to enact sweeping gun control this year, including limiting handgun purchases to one per month, banning military-style weapons and silencers, allowing localities to ban guns in public spaces, and enacting a red flag law that so authorities can temporarily seize weapons from someone deemed a threat. President Trump didn't really help the matter a whole lot. He decided to weigh in on Friday afternoon on Twitter. "Your Second Amendment is under very serious attack in the great Commonwealth of Virginia," Trump had tweeted. "That's what happens when you vote for Democrats. They will take away your guns. Republicans will win Virginia in 2020. Thank you, Dems." Police expected rallygoers to start lining up Sunday night despite freezing temperatures. Authorities are setting up two medical tents in the area in case of injuries. Philip Van Cleve, he's president of the Virginia Citizens Defense League, said that he toured the grounds with Capitol Police Friday just to get a sense of the layout. He said he was hoping for a peaceful rally. A couple who had been together for nearly 65 years died on the same day at a St. Louis area nursing home. Jack and Harriet Morrison's beds were placed next to each other in their final hours, allowing them to hold hands, according to the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. 86-year-old Jack died first. Harriet, who was 83, died later on January 11th. The couple went on their first date on Halloween of 1955. They went to a little diner, and they never separated from that day on, according to a niece who was raised by them. They got married about 6 months later. A true love story. Send me your news tips to news@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day, the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Stacey Cohen for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.